This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
John's attention is turned to heaven after seeing what was going to happen on the earth. Jesus the Lamb is standing on Mount Zion, and with him are the 144,000 who had been sealed on earth for the first half of the tribulation. As with much of Revelation, there is debate about whether this Mount Zion is in heaven or on the earth. As you can hear, I hope that it is in heaven. What John is seeing now is before the seventh angel sounds his trumpet, before the last half of the tribulation begins. Then John hears a voice from heaven, like the sound of many waters and like the sound of loud thunder, and he says, "The voice which I heard was like the sound of harpists playing on their harps." The voice like the sound of many waters has been identified as the voice of Jesus. The sound of loud thunder is associated with the voice of God and his angels. And it is the 24 elders who are said to have harps. So all of these form a choir, as it were, to sing a new song that no one could learn except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth. These are further described as the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. They are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. It is also said of them that no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless. Another angel appears flying in mid-heaven, having an eternal gospel to preach to those who live on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people. His message is found in Revelation 14:7, which says, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made the heaven and the earth and sea and springs of waters." A second angel follows him, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, she who has made all the nations drink of the wine of the passion of her immorality." There is yet a third angel following them, saying, "If anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger, and he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Not only that, but the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night, those who worship the beast in his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. There is a message for those saints who keep the commandments of God and faith in Jesus. They will need perseverance. Further encouragement is given to the saints by a voice from heaven which says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." The Holy Spirit enters at this point with a word of his own. "Yes," says the Spirit, "so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them." John then saw one like a son of man with a crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. He was sitting on a cloud. An angel came out of the temple to tell him, "Put in your sickle and reap, for the hour to reap has come, because the harvest of the earth is ripe." He swung his sickle, and the earth was reaped. Still another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he also had a sharp sickle. Then another angel who has power over fire came out from the altar and told the angel with a sharp sickle to put in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters from the vine of the earth, because her grapes are ripe. The angel did so. He gathered the clusters from the vine of the earth and threw them into the great winepress of the wrath of God. The final words of the chapter say this: "And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out from the winepress up to the horses' bridles for a distance of 200 miles. I don't know about you, but I need to catch my breath after that. Without going into great detail, let me just point out a couple of things. There is an angel who will preach to all people on the earth and will tell them what they need to do. So set your mind at ease about those who have never heard the gospel. They will hear what they need to hear. John is also given a preview of coming events with the announcement about Babylon and the reaping of the earth. We know from Scripture that Jesus uses his angels to gather people for judgment. That is what is in view here. But one interesting thing to think about. Jesus reaps the earth. The angel reaps the clusters from the vine of the earth. Two different groups of people are in view here. Could it be that the angel reaps the Jews, Jesus reaps the world, or Gentiles? There are so many varying opinions of the events in this chapter. Consider the facts yourself and ponder them as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.